Yes.
Again, thanks a lot for coming. A couple of observations and then a question. Not sure if you're familiar with work done by Dr. Carrie Reams shortly after the turn of the century.
No.
Dealing with frequency. It might be a gentleman you might want to take a closer look at. Also, Dr. Van Nordstrom from Sweden, in terms of looking at the body as an electrical entity.
You're talking about Nordstrom?
Yes. Van Nordstrom, yes, from Sweden.
What's the first name?
Van.
Van.
Kirk Van Nordstrom.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one either.
Okay. All right. In their work, and our work here, looking at the body as a hydroelectric plant, and of course with superconductors, Reams tends to lean in the direction, or has proven that we live off of the electricity or the frequency given off by the minerals and vitamins that we're able to absorb. Mm-hmm. Keeping that in mind, another observation with the indigenous people around the world in several settings, find that if you take the urine, it can be easily converted into medicinal gold. Keeping that in mind, and there's some references in the Bible in that respect also, and some mythical things in terms of Jason, the golden fleece, etc. Keeping that in mind, you wonder, knowing that the body is a superconductor, that perhaps it doesn't matter what mineral element we take in, i.e. whether it's from the carrot, whether it's from celery, etc., that any of that could be conducted if the proper frequency is applied to the body, i.e. done with the mind, i.e. raising the kudalini through ways one has learned to do, or through external means that one could in fact perhaps take a carrot and convert it into, just picking one, rubidium, simply by raising the frequency of that particular element, with the body itself being a superconductor. Also referencing, so again, taking in mineral-wise and being able, by being a superconductor, to convert that to the frequency elements it needs to be, matching them up with the different endocrine glands, commonly known as the seals, each of which have a frequency that they respond to. And keeping in mind, because that would be internally, but also referenced in ancient texts, would be the application of different gemstones on the breastplates, etc., also to match the glands in the body. And in an external way, I guess, would be the process of attempting to raise the frequency of those glands or seals, i.e. from external way. Having said all that, the question of perhaps, and understanding you have a very good powder that you've discovered, but perhaps it can be manufactured and produced from many different sources, of which you've discovered one major one, but perhaps the body being the superconductor that it is, that it can convert other elements into the manna. Kareem, or Dr. Ali's earlier question about the grapes, and even looking at them in their physical structure, they're in a cluster format, and most of the fruits that grow on the vine are in clusters. And we look at the micro-cluster nature of the grape, the raspberry, many of which are red or, you know, give off an ultraviolet blue of that color. I sort of throw it out for thought. I didn't know whether or not you had examined it any, you know, closer than that, but it would seem to me that there would be many elements that, with this miraculous body that we have, and with the appropriate focused frequency, that one could convert almost any element into the manna and perhaps the wine of the blood.
Okay, well, just a couple things I'd like to say. First of all, there are two bodies. There's a physical body and a light body. Right. And what you just described about vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and all is correct for the physical body. Absolutely correct. And you need all of these to have a healthy physical body. It's the light body that is the issue that I've been dealing with, and it's a physical impossibility for any of the other elements of the periodic table to go to the high spin state. They do not go to the high spin state. Now, maybe it's possible.